Why are you looking around, man? I don't know who you banged or not.
This episode of the
K-Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Fuck you! You're a goddamn communist! I'm a fucking Reagan-era fucking conservative, pussy!
Tingling with excitement. Trembling with horror. And throbbing with emotion.
Number 354. It is January 28th, 2020. Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Happy Tuesday, my friend.
Did you know what today's the anniversary of? Did you hear about it today at all?
Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. This is the anniversary of the seventh day of the week, or 7 days from the last Tuesday.
Okay.
That we did a show.
And that happens 56 times.
But it's also a big anniversary.
A year.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a weekly.
This day is a big anniversary that probably impacted your life. You're probably in what, third grade? Fourth grade?
Space shuttle.
Yep. Today is the anniversary of the Challenger disaster, which we talked about in length last year around this time when all those papers came out.
Yeah. That was some cool stuff. And I never read all that. You're talking about the really creepy stuff that was...
Or maybe it was all the Columbia stuff came out, and then I went back and looked at all the Challenger stuff to see how it related. But it was talking about how...
There was thoughts that maybe they were alive a lot longer than they actually...
That they were alive until they hit...
Impact.
Impact.
Yeah.
Which is...
Torture.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Which kind of relates to another story we have this week.
What's
when we
that?
Get to it. The Kobe incident. Because I just watched a long... Oh, you don't know about this? L.A. Lakers great Kobe Bryant was in a tragic helicopter accident over the weekend.
Dude, I got to stop smoking so much, huh?
You're not aware of this?
No.
It's only been on everything.
Uh-uh.
Did you go to the Stars game last night?
Nope.
So you weren't there to wonder, why is everything yellow and purple tonight? In tribute?
Nope. Did they wear... The Stars wear... I'm joking, by the way.
I
heard about it.
They said the intro.
It was on a few stations and a few social media outlets.
Yeah, a couple of stations.
Yeah. There was a few references to it.
A couple of references.
In the media.
But yeah, I just watched, before you got here, I was watching the NTSB press conference.
Yeah, what are they saying? What are they saying? They're saying.
Well, they're saying it's pilot error in the fog right now. That's
yeah.
their preliminary stuff, but... Man, like, the lady that did it, she said some stuff in the press conference I probably wouldn't have said,
like
the helicopter
cussed?
From what they, from its last, when it was last seen on radar, was doing 150 knots, and it pretty much slammed into the mountain, creating a crater, and then bounced about 50 to 75 feet over and smashed the rest of the way and burst to flames.
Okay, we're going to role play. You're the lady, the NTSBCU chairman.
NTSB is all they are.
NTSB, okay. Yeah. And
I will be a female.
Yeah, and a scientist. And
can we please turn down this loud band that's playing in the background of our press conference? Yes, sir. You have a question?
Well, actually, I guess we need to know why you're here first, ma'am.
Well, it's pretty well known that there was an accident that killed a NBA superstar in his prime, and or his retirement prime, and his daughter, and his daughter's friend, and their parents, and the pilot, and their coach, and another friend. Yes? You should know all about this.
Nancy,
I think her name actually was Nancy.
Nancy, I'd like to know how was this person traveling in the group of people that were in this helicopter?
It was. You just answered your own question, sir. Thank you. Next. Yes, sir.
There's your problem. No need to investigate anymore.
The helicopters?
The fucking. They're not meant for flight. They're not fucking meant for flight.
They're the weirdest. You know.
I'm not comfortable around. Helicopters.
This is one of my questions. Like I asked you, have you flown in a helicopter?
Fuck no. I doubt I ever will.
I've flown in a few.
Because of this.
I've flown in a few on sightseeing trips.
Yeah.
And
sorry, Nancy. I get a little worked up.
The very first one I ever flew in was one of those Magnum PI helicopters.
Oh, the little bitty ones that look like a remote control.
And it was in at Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Branson, out of Branson, they
fly
over Lake
Things shaking and stuff.
There's like three of us in there. I thought, you know, it's the beginning of MASH, basically, or Magnum PI.
Yeah.
And the guy took off, and he goes up about, I don't know, 20 feet, points the nose straight down, and takes off. We're looking at the ground, and I'm going, what the fuck is happening? Because I've never been in a helicopter before. Is this how they really work?
Hey, hang on. I'm going to drill something real quick. Right here. Y'all just watch. Hey, hold the stick.
And then we go buzzing through the Ozarks, the hills and mountains, flying to Lake of the Ozarks. We're buzzing these houseboats and stuff.
I'm out.
It was.
Like everybody talks about these great.
Freaked me out.
These great helicopter tours through the Grand Canyon. And remember when we were going to Vegas, one of our friends was like, hey, I'm going to hook you up because I know one of the owners of those companies down there.
The same hookup he was going to give me in Alaska to go park it on a glacier and hang out.
Yeah, you're 0 for 2, bro, by the way.
Yeah, that's 0 for 2, sir. Yeah, Vegas.
Vegas,
was another one.
I think Vegas we pooped out, though, didn't we?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, he just.
We never heard anything.
So
the problem with
so
Alaska
glad.
Was weather.
I was
see.
So glad, dude. I was so nervous that shit was about to happen, and all like you and Gary and Matt Thomas were all going to be making fun of me because I was scared in my boots to go in a helicopter.
Well, the other,
I don't want to do it.
So the other thing with his helicopter company, we'll leave names out of it, but it's like this Sikorsky helicopter that Kobe Bryant had. They're fucking safe helicopters. Sikorsky and Josh's company are safe helicopters. They have fail safes. They're
what's the kind?
They're double engine, double bladed. So there's two.
Yeah.
Two rotors.
Wasn't that the same kind of helicopter engine. That was the soccer, the owner of the soccer team? He went up in. I thought it was the same exact type.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think
I
it
forgot
was,
about
man.
That.
I think it was one of them fancy schmancy helicopters.
The
man.
Owner, GM of what team was that? It was just last year.
I don't know. Dante, if he listens, which we know he doesn't,
yeah,
unless he's on the show.
Jump in and say something here. But yeah, they are all pointing that he was going way too fast in foggy conditions, and that he was trying to. He kept going up and down out of the fog trying to get in to where he could see because they were talking about how he kept changing altitude. And when he came down, he was trying to find the 101 to follow up the 101 up to where they were going. They were going to a basketball tournament. And that's when he came out of the clouds too close to that hill and just, like she said, he hit it so hard there was an impact crater. And then it bounced.
Yeah, it was a bummer. I didn't expect that. I mean, well, no one expects something like that ever to happen, but when it does happen, man, it takes a while to set in.
Yeah, I was sitting like, here with Susie getting their second episode ready of Fort Worth Famous, and it came across the TV. We were watching the Pro Bowl, and they announced on the Pro Bowl. I was like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Full-on chaos. And the reports, it's a terrible tragedy altogether, but like the first reports was like Kobe was in there with his whole family.
Yeah, it was weird because Alif was probably one of the first people to see the story because she just happened to be looking at her phone when TMZ posted it. And she was like, is it, what the heck? And she gives the phone to Seth. Seth's like, Kobe Bryant just died? And I was like, what? And then we talked about it for another 5 minutes or so, and then like 10 minutes later is when it just started breaking everywhere. So Alif was probably one of the first set of eyes. Well, I mean, I'm sure there was millions of them, but
she follows Gossip Rags.
I don't know where I don't know how she found it. I'll have to ask her. I don't, because it was off TMZ. I'm assuming that it was one of the things that someone, it was on, you know how sometimes there'll be a TMZ post on your Facebook feed? Like someone either just immediately posted or.
Like when Michael Jackson died.
Was Facebook around then?
Yeah.
Was it? Close dates. The dates are close,
Facebook
right?
Facebook is pretty damn old now.
It was 2009 when Michael Jackson died, right?
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. Facebook's been around for 10 years, if not more.
Maybe I hadn't joined yet. I was still doing I was still doing Mafia Wars over in MySpace.
It was 2008 when Twitter and Facebook. 2000 yeah.
Twitter was around then too? Damn, dude. Man, we're getting old. So, yeah, so we found out about it pretty quick. You've known this, like I've been a basketball fan since I was a kid. So
Hated Kobe.
I did hate Kobe because he was so close to being like Jordan, and like the way the comparisons between LeBron James and Michael Jordan are fucking stupid. If you want to know the two players that really reminded me of each other, like the way they moved and the way they played the game and everything, was Kobe and Michael Jordan.
That's because he shadowed Jordan.
Yeah.
Like his whole
upbringing,
his whole style of play was based on Jordan.
Yeah. I think one of the other saddest things was the actual, they just caught that glimpse of that was going around everywhere where he was hanging out with his daughter on the sidelines of a game and going over stuff with her, like showing her stuff and just talking about the game. It's what it looked like.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really sad that just happened. Like I would say in the last 3 months, that's when the thing that you see everywhere. That when I think that was on ESPN or something. They're saying, "There's Kobe in attendance." And then when Luca, I remember last time they played out in L.A., Luca was up close to the sidelines.
Kobe hit him.
And Kobe was like, started talking noise to him what does Luca speak anyway? Lithuanian or some shit?
Yeah. His language.
Some fucking pig Latin. We could say that, right?
I think it's Lithuanian, yeah. But started
anyway. So the
started harassing him,
yeah,
and then hit him on the
like,
back
"Oh my gosh!"
Plate.
And then you could just see Luca light up, and then the night that happened, I don't know if you were watching the game, but the way the crowd responded to it was awesome. Like everybody's like, "Oh, look, this guy's got total respect," and like everybody's like, "Yeah,
yeah."
So, and the thing is, like one of my first. I saw Kobe play his.
Was the ball out of play when he did that?
Huh?
The ball was out of play.
They were about to inbound it.
They were about to inbound it.
And he was
because he gave him a hug.
Pass and he, and,
or
and
gave him
he just, yeah, gave him dap.
His hand, a little dap. Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
He
then inbound it.
Yeah. But he, the thing, I saw Kobe play his rookie season. Straight up. I was one of the first people to see him play, man. It was at Reunion Arena. And
I only went to one game at Reunion.
It was funny because I was like, this is the game we're going to, because I think Nick Van Exel might have been on the Lakers then. And
did he dunk on Sean Bradley?
Which one? Nick?
No, Kobe. Everybody. If you look at all the great NBA posters of when people.
Yeah, Sean Bradley's in
the all the crazy dunking ones.
Yeah.
It's usually on top of Sean Bradley.
Sean Bradley creeped me out because he was so skinny and so tall that I was so always worried that he was going to...
He was.
We're just going to throw these roadblocks the rest of the show.
He was extremely white.
He was very white. Oh, man. He knew the white way for sure.
The white way.
So, I was always scared he was going to break, man. I always thought that he was going to... Something was going to break. One of his bones was going to snap. You know what I mean?
He didn't look like he should function right.
Yeah.
He was one of those people like... No.
Like Manute Bol. When Manute Bol played, you're like, oh, fuck, he's going to break.
Yeah.
At any moment,
you don't
he's
look like
break.
You should be functioning correctly.
No. You look like you knew how to...
Kareem kind of looked that way, too. Like,
no,
there were
I didn't
times,
think so.
Like, Kareem looked... But
Kareem
there were
still
times,
had it together.
But he wasn't, like, super smooth. Like, there were still times where you're like...
Now, I will say, Hakeem Olajuwon did for a little bit, I thought.
No, that's
he used
what I was
pretty,
thinking of.
He used to look
he
pretty...
That way.
But, wait, what?
Yeah, no.
Who played down in Houston?
That was Hakeem.
Yeah. Who'd Olajuwon, you say the first time?
No, that's who I was thinking of.
What'd you say, though? Did you say Hakeem Olajuwon? I just confused
no,
us.
No.
Or did you say
Kareem?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Okay, yeah. So,
all these damn Arabic names.
Yeah, man. What is it with the great basketball player that decides they're going to change their name to a
Muslim
name
all of a sudden?
Yeah. It confuses all the white people.
Yes, we're confused. You sound alike.
Didn't Meta World Peace go to Muslim back to or to Meta World Peace, or did it just go from Dave Artest to Meta World Peace?
To He Hit Me?
I think that
he
was,
never turned to He
no.
Hit Me? Well, that was in the XFL, yeah. Right?
He Hates Me.
I thought it was He Hit Me.
No,
He Hate Me,
yeah.
He Hate Me, okay.
So,
jeez.
All right, I got one little gripe I'd like to do, though, okay? Now,
about Kobe?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I got one little gripe I want to do.
Okay, let's hear yours first. I bet they might be the same, actually. Mine has to do with social media.
So my one little gripe is it took a while. I know that when you're reporting on something like this right away, you got to be sensitive about everything. And you got to show your respects. And yes, everybody kind of fawning over Kobe as he passed away and how great he was. Is respectable, but everybody seems to forget about this Colorado incident. And it's not until the last 2 days that people have kind of started saying, you know, he did have these issues in Colorado. He wasn't always the greatest person in the world. And some of those tapes and stuff, are you taking selfies during this? Some of those court tapes are kind of vile, and he ended up...
Payoff.
It was a payoff deal. Which is always questionable. It's always like, and there's two ways to look out about this payoff.
Yeah.
Was it hush money, which is immediately what a lot of people go to, or was it, you know, the lady was getting harassed, the girl was getting harassed, I can't even remember her name, but she was getting harassed like crazy about it, and did she just want to bring everything to an end and was like, let's just end this?
Well, what I think probably happened is there was three DNA like spermies, if I remember correct.
All of them pointed.
There was three different spermies. Like,
oh, there's three different people.
Oh, in okay. Her panties, if I remember the story correct.
Well, she just doesn't bathe.
And, well, yeah, that could be. I mean, yeah, there's a ton of shit that. But more than likely, it happened. Because wasn't she also a stripper or something?
She was a
Nookie
girl.
Not saying that that would have makes it right or anything.
Not to upset our friends in the stripper community.
Right.
But.
That's the last thing we want to do is mess with those crazy bitches.
Yes.
I'm joking. I'm sorry, women. We're not really chauvinistic pigs.
Got something to show you later.
So, oh, great. I like that. So, anyway. We can't just keep saying, I'm sorry, we're not really chauvinistic, and then keep making jokes.
Yeah, so stop making jokes.
You're the one that just made a joke. Speaking of, I got something to show you afterwards.
That's not a joke. I'm factual.
Okay, we got to stop this.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there was that, and he was going to, by that time, everybody knew he was going to make kajillions more than anyone else. So... Again, we're not male chauvinistic pigs.
Yes.
At all.
But.
So, anyway, That, yeah, I the thing is, man, it's not the time to think about that stuff regardless, like, whatever. Like, I know what you're saying. Some people are aggravated that they make it seem like he was this Gandhi-type figure, and no one has no shade on him. And hopefully, you know, fucking, honestly, I can't say this because it sounds really bad, but wouldn't there be some more pattern to it? If it was true, wouldn't there have been some more cases of people going, man, Kobe's a fucking rapist?
I think so, too. And the guy, I mean, after all that happened and it was so public anyway, he never fell back on that. There was never any other issue. He was a good family man.
Yeah.
So up to the end, I mean, his life was – he made his life for his daughters. And – his charity work, all his appearances were always good. Like today when I got home from work, I just walked into the house and turned on the TV, and it happened to be Ellen was on, and she was doing a montage of all the times he had come on and met with people that were super fans or came in for contest or whatever, and it was really cool, like, all the stuff he did and helped out, because it talked about all the charities he was helping out and stuff. And he knew like 7 languages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. And he was freaking amazing at the football. He was a very good football player.
The American soccer.
So, no, not American soccer. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Football, like European food, like what we like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is American soccer. Soccer. Americans would know it as soccer.
Yeah, okay. I don't think you have to call it American soccer. That's like a double.
No, but a lot of people are like, oh, he knew how to pass and play. Was he a good quarterback? Listen.
You think that's our listener, though?
We have audience. We have. Do I think that's our listener? We have audience from Azle.
Yeah. So
we got to clear things up.
All right.
Them.
I got one bitch, too. But your bitch is understood. I don't know if you're going to see mine, though.
I thought you had a few these days.
What?
Bitches.
See, okay, man, that's you making these jokes. They're going to think we're really male chauvinistic pigs if you keep making these jokes. And we keep apologizing for them and then continuing to make them.
Well, by now they should know that everything is a joke.
Yeah, true.
So, anyway.
Much like this void of existence. It's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Philosophy Podcast. Nihilism. So here's my deal. This is what pisses me off. Like, I love people going out there on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and posting, man, this sucks, and giving homage to, like, showing them wearing their Kobe jerseys and stuff like that. Awesome. Love it. I think that is genuine. Thought he was a badass, great NBA player. I idolized him. I'm showing homage I'm honoring him on my social media feed, right? No harm, no foul. But you motherfuckers that got to post the pictures of the rest of the people, like the pilot's daughters, the other guy's daughter,
best friend,
to tell everyone that, hey, look at me, I think more about everyone, so I'm a little bit more, they use it to virtue signal, I'm a little bit better than most everybody that's posting Kobe Bryant pictures with his daughter, because I love everyone, and everyone in that helicopter, I love, Dustin, I loved. So, hey, look at me.
Why are your hands like that? That's
weird.
Because
that's the type of fuckers that are posting that shit.
You know, the truth is
that it's stupid.
The names weren't officially released until this NTSB press conference, and they still haven't released all of them because they're not still 100% sure. They're going off of what family have told them, but it's not there.
So these people, these dumbasses on Facebook, remember the rest of the people.
They're not 100% sure who all was on that helicopter. Now,
Remember the rest of the people.
Talking with the families, you say, okay, they were riding with him, whatever. But the forensics hasn't proven who everyone was on that helicopter.
Man.
And get this, they didn't remove all the remains until today.
Yeah, see,
how fucked up is that? That's crazy.
You're ranting about something else than me.
No.
What I am, I think.
No, but these people can't be all like, it's all about these people, blah, 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 blah. Of course it is, but we don't know who they are to share their names. And you know who Kobe is.
Yeah.
You know who his daughter is.
Okay, this is going to be really disrespectful sounding.
But we don't
know
who these people are because it hasn't been released.
Because
100%
it's not
yet.
Fucking Kobe Bryant and his daughter.
True.
I'm just going to say it. Yeah, the families of those people are
How
really
many
sad.
Rings do those other people have?
Exactly.
That is cold.
I mean, dude, seriously. But anyway. Yeah.
No. I'm with you. No, I don't get, I'm with you.
Like, death does a weird thing to people on social media. Like, the other day, I saw someone posting pictures on social media from their fucking mother's funeral. Like,
why?
Like, I don't know.
What are with these people taking selfies of bodies in coffins? That's fucking weird.
I got another story that I'll tell you off the show. And if you want to know the real story, you can email us at, and maybe we'll tell you the real story. But this person might be a listener.
If you chip into our Patreon for $20 a month, we'll tell you this extra story.
There it is. They don't get the full story till they pay us.
There you go. Anyway.
Wow. So.
This story's going behind a paywall.
Yeah. I wonder how many times people be like, we'll pay you not to tell that story. So
I'll pay you extra to not hear it.
Yeah. So the death does a weird thing to people. Like, the only reason I'm not going to say what happened I saw a few weeks ago is because they might be a listener. They might listen to our show, be friends of our show and stuff, because it was someone that was, I think, local that became friends with me via our show on social media. I don't know if they're from here, but it could very well get back to them, like Kevin. And that's the last thing we not want is another stalker after us, like Kevin.
Like Kevin. If you're, a hot chick, Matt wants you to stalk him.
Well, like, yeah, crazy. That's a given.
Yeah. Or do you? After.
I don't know anymore, man. I don't know. But yeah, that's the biggest beating that I had of all of it. Everyone, I thought the way the NBA ran 24 seconds off of both ends at the beginning of most games. Why did they fucking play the fucking basketball games?
Why did they put out a press release saying they weren't going to play the rest of the games and they were going to call all the games that were already in progress?
I think what they ended up doing, now, and I don't know for sure and haven't heard, I'm sure you can get an explanation on the Googlers, but I think the choice was given, and the owners and everybody was like, most of the teams were like, no, yeah, let's play. But they shouldn't have.
A lot of the press conferences I heard after the games when they were going around, well, how do you feel about this? And how do you feel, playing this game? And how did it feel?
Like,
well, a lot of the players were like, we just got to get out there. What would Kobe want us to do? He loved the game. He wanted us to play basketball. So we played basketball in his name, and we did this and we did that. We rolled off this. We took timeouts during this time.
Right.
We stopped the clock at this time in tribute to him. And did you see?
You got to go overseas for that.
I know. Did you see the Grammy Awards?
No. I don't watch when music industry plays like they're in it for the arts hour.
Oh, God. It was fucking horrible.
I bet.
But it was in the Staples Center.
Oh, yeah.
So you had a shot of the rafters where his number hangs, and then you had different spots during the show, during performances, a jersey being waved around, like when Run DMC and Aerosmith played together. They were holding up a jersey, and when Lil Nas played, there was a tribute to, Lane, in one of the rooms that he played in was a Kobe jersey. But it was weird because Alicia Keys hosted, who talks like she's been in a car wreck and might have brain issues happening, some brain trauma happening.
Well,
but she talks
cocktails.
Like, this.
Maybe she's a weed smoker.
Because it's just all out of love, everybody.
Is she from DFW?
We just gotta love. I can't remember if she is. I was trying to think of all the people that were from DFW that performed or live here now. Demi Lovato did. The Jonas Brothers did.
Does Demi Lovato live here?
Yep.
What?
Yeah. She's at the store and does stuff with the cheerleaders all the time. I've seen her quite a few times at games.
Would you?
Not going to play this game right now? Yes.
All right, man. So,
back to...
the Grammys.
No. The Grammys were just interesting. It's interesting that it was in the Staples Center.
I was going to say...
And they were having a big...
Yeah.
Memorial going outside the Staples Center, yeah. So it was like a whole bunch of
But security was freaking
crap
out.
Just happening in the Staples Center all at once. It was pretty chaotic.
Yep. So he often took his plane or his helicopter from Newport Beach.
Yep.
To the Staples Center.
He did.
Guess where we were at?
Newport Beach. And this helicopter, like I said, the service record on it was amazing. It was his. It seats up to 10 people. It's like a flying limousine. Those helicopters are badass.
It was also cool that the local, like, I'm assuming this is the way it was all over the country, but our local media, especially sports media, that's all they talked about on Monday.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything. No.
At the beginning of Super Bowl week.
Like, honestly, we'll probably get some emails or voicemails from some of the listeners that listen to those shows and listen to our podcast saying that's pretty fucked up that you guys decided to make light, which we didn't.
We're not making light.
No, we're not making light, but...
We're making light of the people that are...
Yeah, the dumbasses on Facebook and Twitter and Instagrams.
I think it's interesting now that we're a few days out, like, the way the information's coming out, and especially just watching this NTSB... press conference
was
just before we start. It was while I was sitting down here getting the show ready.
They
came on and they were talking about it, and it was. But honestly, a lot of the questions were exactly like what you were doing. What was going on? They were that dumb.
Are you saying I sounded like a dumbass when I asked Nancy her question?
That was a pretty dumb question, but dumb.
If the helicopter crash was a helicopter crash.
Yes, like there was dumb media questions, but there were some pretty good ones. And like there were people asking, like, well, you know, could they have survived this at all, or could they have pulled out? And one guy asked, "How far were they from making it over that hill? 20 foot? 20 foot difference?" And they would have just skimmed over it and. Kept on 20 fucking feet in a helicopter.
The difference between life and death.
Yeah.
Yep. It's crazy. Never know when it could happen.
Never know. And I've ridden in quite a few helicopters, and I think I'm kind of done with them. I had a good buddy, guy that was in my wedding, become a helicopter pilot. And he was always like, hey, you know, I got my license. We can go out wherever, you know, if you want to cruise down to Austin, if you want to cruise down to the coast, if you want one weekend, we can just hop in and go. He's like, that's all good. But this guy loved showing off and hot rodding his cars and stuff. And anytime I rode with him, he had to show off. I was like, I am not getting in a helicopter
with you. It's the exact same thing that happened to me, man.
I don't need you to start pretending like it's Airwolf. The next thing I know, we smash into something.
Yeah, I remember the crazy shit you used to do when we drive around 820 and I-20 and I-30 when we were in high school. So I don't need you in a fucking airplane thinking you're going to show me some Top Gun maneuver and give the bird to a Russian MiG.
To a car driving on 820.
Right.
Inverted. You just
I've seen you try that, so we're not going to fucking get in a plane with you, you asshole.
Yeah, I was not.
That's when your friends are being assholes, like a real asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go to fun stuff.
You know who, wait, real quick.
Okay.
You know who flies helicopters on a reg? Bill Burr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a friend that she got her helicopter's license and has asked me to come down there and do some photo shoots with her in and around the helicopter and while flying. I don't know. Maybe. Probably not. Maybe on the ground. I'll stay on the ground. But I've thought about doing my license for a helicopter.
Fuck that, man. I'd rather do airplanes.
I wanted to do both.
Yeah.
But they say, I have always been told that it's really hard to be good at both. You're either good at one or the other. But people that are really good at both are special. But I've always wondered, like...
Like special, like, hello?
No, not like that.
Do you mean... Jeez. Let's keep playing this for a little bit.
No, that's
you mean
not.
Special, like... never mind.
No.
We won't.
But they, like Simple Jack. I listened to the Downey Jr. Interview today with Joe Rogan. Him talking about how... Him in blackface made him super nervous.
When he did it?
Weeks up to the shoot. And when he got on the set and they started putting it on, like, he was super, super nervous about how it was going to go over. But that how in that movie, all the negativity went to Simple Jack.
Yeah.
And none to him being in blackface. So Wednesday night, after we did the show on Tuesday, we went and saw a little band.
Was that Wednesday? Oh, man, I got some shit to say about this, too, man.
We went and saw Tool.
Tool.
With
two O's.
With two O's. It's a good night. It's a fun night at the AC.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a pretty good set. My only complaints is I wanted a couple of other songs played because I love hearing Lateralis live, and I would have taken The Grudge or... Hooker with a Penis live.
So,
I love those, but...
I loved it.
From what I know, all of our friends that went loved it. Everybody that was around us loved it. Everybody around us was dancing or on mushrooms or on LSD or on whatever that other chick was on. What do you think she was on?
The one that was next to us?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Who knows? Probably shrooms.
This is a mom and daughter. I found out.
They were?
During the intermission.
Oh. She told me that the dude next to her was creeping her out. And that's why they kept scooting over by us, because there was a drunk guy next to him.
Well, her daughter was fucked up and creeping me out.
Talking about the one that was...
dancing all weird, being all... I thought we were going to have to get some of that... What is it? Norcan? After her. But I thought the show was great. Apparently, everybody thought it was great except one person.
Can I say something about this?
Go for it.
Because I feel like I wrote something about that show, too. So this motherfucker, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if he's a motherfucker. But the person that wrote up the Observer's write-up.
You know him.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. He used to work up at the...
Either didn't go to the show.
Rubber gloves. No, he was standing four people from us, and I watched him dance the entire time.
Either didn't go to the show or has never seen a Tool show, because for him to say the things he said about that show, I've seen Tool on their one bad night in DFW. I was at that show. It was the one at Verizon, and they messed up like four songs, and that was when I was like, wow, they're actually really human.
They're humans.
Yeah.
I was at that show, too.
So, I don't know, either that or I don't know. I was completely sober this show, too. I did have a beer, didn't I?
You had, what, one beer, two beers?
Maybe two beers,
you had
three
two,
beers.
I had one.
Yeah, it wasn't much, but compared to other shows, I was completely sober.
This show was so fucking tight.
Dude, it was tight. I heard one fuck up. It was visually stimulating, just like all of them. It was, the band looked like they were in good spirits. I was like, dude, did this guy watch the same show?
So I know the guy, too. And actually...
I guess it's an opinion, so I can't get mad.
It is his opinion. I don't know if he's ever seen it. He said he was a Tool fan and he was expecting more, but that everything was just too long, or they showed off too much, or there was too much of this, you know, basic cock rock solos and stuff. And I was like, this show was no different than any ever Tool show I've been to, except for the layout and the visuals, and they played their songs. That's what Tool does.
Yeah.
And then they change them up a little bit to make them longer and cooler, or add little things here and there. But
it also read like a fucking, this is some fucking stupid millennial giving the bird to the boomers. Because they think, because people don't understand, there's a generation called Gen X, and that's us.
So a bunch of us that know him have talked about him and have said that...
I don't know him.
He's pretty pretentious and always wants his writing to be pretentious and to strike a chord with people. And that's what it seemed like. This also looks like something like the Dallas Observer just needed to be different in order for people to talk about them, for them to be relevant.
Yeah, let's go be... Or it could... Yeah, you could be right. It could just be a stunt.
Well, they're losing subscribers left and right.
What's because of writing like that?
The actual paper print copy,
yeah,
I picked it up at the practice studio the other night, is 32 pages. It's a pamphlet. The Fort Worth Weekly is twice as thick as that is. It used to be the opposite. And no one goes to their website anymore. No one cares. Everybody, for any...
I don't want this to become a shit on the Dallas Observer.
Oh, I will. Show, I used to work
but
there.
I'll tell you...
Everybody goes to Central Track now for anything music related. No one goes to the Observer.
Did they make a write up? Because the only one I saw was mine and that whoever that guy is.
And the other thing was
the
like,
one that knows good music. You sound like Corby.
There was another photographer there that in one of the threads he was like, "Well, I left after the first song because it was just so terrible." And I was like, "Motherfucker, you left because you said you weren't feeling good." And we're just wanted to
Who,
come there and
dude?
Shoot them. I'm not going to say
his
name.
Oh, the counterpart?
Yeah. You left because you said you weren't feeling good. You barely made it up there. You weren't really in the mood to shoot this anyway. You wanted to shoot them because it's Tool, and you were going to bolt. You said this before the opening band. You were going to leave as soon as we were done shooting. But then he has to write up like, "Oh, yeah, they were so terrible, man. I left after the first song." No, you fucking didn't.
I don't get it, man.
For those that don't know, when you go to shoot a national concert like this, you're usually allowed to shoot the first three songs, but with it being Tool, and you only got to shoot one song.
Yeah.
But that song was 13 and a half minutes long, so it equals out to being about three songs.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
See,
so it's all good. It all equaled out to being the same thing. I mean, I still came home with several hundred pictures to go through.
Yeah. So I think I might have actually seen, except when they played, I think they played one show in Denton or something like that I didn't catch. But I might, didn't they play the old Bomb Factory too?
They played the old Bomb Factory.
I didn't catch that one.
Trees.
But other than that, I've seen pretty much every Tool show that's come to town. And this was by far not their worst. And by far, not
they're tightest.
I mean,
I've seen them.
Yeah, it was the tightest and the most into the set that everybody was into. It seemed like all the players were into it. Adam Jones was into it. Like, Danny was into it. You could tell Maynard was into it. They were all into it, man.
So you ready to hear this? I'll tell you the shows I went to. So you had June 27th, 1992 is the first time they played Dallas. During Opiate, it was during the Edge birthday bash. Was there. Tool for Lollapalooza 93 at Starplex. Then they did the Bomb Factory for Undertow, which I didn't go to that one. The Bronco Bowl for Enema, I was at that one. That was November 7th, 1996. Then Lollapalooza 97, that was their second appearance. I was at that one. That was weird, too. Then they did Fair Park Coliseum during Enema. That was the...
That was the Melvin show where
they looped the
Anton LaVey speech.
Yeah,
and
the
fire marshal wouldn't let the Melvins go on for some reason.
Then they did Reunion Arena for Lateralis.
That was right after 9/11?
2001, October 24th, 2001.
That was a weird
right
show
after.
For me.
Weird.
That was when they brought in those
the dancers.
On the
curtains.
I was so messed up. I had convinced myself that those were demons and aliens walking around on the stage with them.
So I did not go to the first 10,000 days was at McFarlane Auditorium at SMU. Did not go to that one.
I don't think I went to that.
That
one.
Was 2006, May 8th. Then they came back September 14th at American Airlines.
I thought that was a Perfect Circle show, the one at the SMU.
They did Perfect Circle did SMU too, also. But, so 10,000 days at, American Airlines Center on September 14th, 2006, which then 3 months later, they came to Fort Worth and then the Nokia shows, during whatever their weird off one-off tour, they did those, They did three of them. They did one on July 25th, 2009, then they came back, which I was at that one. Then they did the 2012 back-to-back, the Friday, Saturday nights.
Yeah.
And I went to one of those. And then, which I went to Saturday night because they played Ticks and Leeches. Which one did you go to?
I think I went to, man, are you talking about the one that was at Will Rogers?
No, at Verizon. Did they play Stink Fist and Sober?
Mm-hmm.
Then that was Friday night.
I think I went to, who opened that one? Remember they had that drummer?
There was a weird band that opened that one.
Yeah.
And then the American Airlines Center for this show. So, seen them seven.
I've seen them with Tomahawk. I've seen them with ISIS. I've seen them.
The ISIS tours were rad.
Yeah.
But that, I don't know. This write-up, it's kind of BS. The Dallas Observer. That's the only negative write-up I've seen of everything. It's kind of pissed me off, but whatever.
It doesn't piss me off. It's just like I'm wondering if the guy just was like if he saw the same show as A, has he ever been to a Tool show before ever? B,
he said he was a fan.
B, has he ever was
next time I see him out and about, let's confront him.
Sure.
And then we'll beat him up and take his wallet.
Say
buy some beer. Not really.
What was it like what was he saying? I didn't understand. If it sounds like I said, it's almost like he didn't go to the show. Did he go to the show? If he went to the show, has he ever been to another Tool show? Is all I would ask.
I saw him several times there, so I know he was there. I don't know if he stayed for the whole thing. I thought I saw him during the intermission. I don't know. But why are you bitching about the songs being too long? It's Tool.
Yeah. The average song's, what, 7 minutes?
Yeah. So.
And you should know that if you've listened to Tool a lot.
That's what the title of they overstayed their welcome. And then he said in there somewhere, like, the songs were too bloated and too long.
That's what Tool is.
That's what Tool is. The songs are bloated and too long.
Yep.
And I don't understand.
What is it? It's the
banging on the gong before
the
chocolate
chip. Fagarian theory or whatever, or the. The
go ahead. Go ahead. I like how you said that.
The
go
Fagarian,
ahead.
The spiraling out the song. Like, what's that about the Pythagorean? Yeah. Pythagorean
theory. All right.
The Fallopian theory.
Yes, that right. So after you watch Tool on Wednesday night, then you go to Mass on Friday night where you're like, man, I can't wait to see more super tight bands.
Yeah, I was excited about it.
And then you're like, wow.
No, I had a blast on Friday night.
This is the difference between seeing professionals and local bands.
That was a good show. I loved
it. No, it was a great show. I'm just being a smart ass.
I had a blast on Friday night.
That was my whole, I was like, man, I'm going to go to Mass tonight. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
After what I just saw, tightness-wise, it's not going to be that tight. But every band was great that night.
Yep.
I had a blast.
They're all good bands, man.
We got Matt and the Jet Noise.
We did get Matt and the Jet Noise.
As RoboTuner took
Meech
over
Pango.
Singing duties for Josh and the Jet Noise, because Josh's...
Jets were a little...
His larynx wasn't
larynx.
Working.
Yeah, the... He, whoa, did you hear that?
That was weird. Was that an alligator?
Like, I love it when your mouth just goes, don't even realize it. But Meech Pango, dude, that was the first time I've seen them.
Yeah?
And
they were
fucking,
they were
awesome,
good that night.
Dude. I loved them. And that's then, a good band. Good feels, good vibes.
Yeah, I like that band. And then Bruce Magnus.
Yes.
They were there. They did some stuff.
Yes, Bruce Magnus, not what we were trying to call. What was I trying to call him last week? Wasn't Bruce Magnus, it was, I can't remember.
I don't know. You can't mess
the fallopian
up.
Tube Magnus.
And then
Fistful of Fallopian Tube Magnus.
Went and had some good old South. First time I've had Old South in a while. That was good. And then went to Mass again on Saturday night.
I wish so badly that this was live radio, because can you imagine if some old lady was driving down the street and accidentally turned on the radio and one of us
fallopian
jokers say
magnets.
Fistful of Fallopian Tube Magnus.
I was trying to remember Hermaphrodon
yeah.
the other day.
Remember No Feelings.
No Feelings.
That's our emo, our core band.
No feelings. But what about if you're the
lead
singer?
We should have videoed that whole trip.
You're a lead singer of a black metal band from New York, but you don't speak English.
I don't speak English for all the black metal bands in New York.
I don't speak English in interviews for all the black metal bands in New York. What? Our Uber driver I swear to God, he was looking out the side of his eyes like, where's the next telephone pole? I can just hit the car. He's like, what are y'all doing?
You know what's awesome about that trip is I'll remember things about the trip as I'm just going throughout the week.
We're talking about our NAMM trip we just took.
Yeah, and I'll fucking remember something that I forgot that'll just come into my head and it'll start getting me chuckling. Just the dumb shit that was said on that trip.
Need to get Andrew in here and go through his list, or he needs to post his list of things that were said.
Yeah, I don't barely remember that video of us all cramming into the car when we first got there. That was when we first got there, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of video floating around of us all cramming into a rental car, a Nissan Altima that fits 4 to 6 comfortably.
And if you know anyone that lives on Newport Beach, like, we need to put out the address we were at, because I want the egging video. It's out there.
It's got to be.
Someone has some kind of
those
camera.
Girls,
I don't know why I'm yell talking, but
maybe you just hop on YouTube.
Public
or social
media. Already tried.
Like, go like egging Newport Beach. I don't know.
Hold
Newport
on.
Beach
How
Boulevard.
Great would that be? Hold
Something.
On 1 second.
You just see you going, ah!
Shut! Just leave me, guys. Just go home.
Did Dave come and grab you and go, we leave no man behind?
No, they both got behind me. And I go, oh, fuck! Fuck! Oh!
I can't believe you were egged. It's amazing.
Yeah, we hadn't gotten into that story because I thought we were going to do a wrap-up story of the whole trip.
Okay, so
did.
Get into it. I thought we talked about it last
that's
week.
That's pretty much it.
You were egged.
I was
you
egged.
To get
was
donuts
assaulted
at
in
2
a.m. I was assaulted in Newport.
Yep.
Yeah, I went to go get donuts after a night on the town. And
you took 3 to the chest.
3 to the chest, man. They came around. They went to the intersection, pulled a U-E, flipped a bitch.
3 eggs that
I don't
fast?
Know, just, I don't know. This whole chick thing, I think it was like freaking.
Andrew said it was young girls.
Nah, they were just saying that. No one got a look.
Oh.
Honestly, I think it was like Scherzer.
Andrew said it looked like someone.
I think it was like Nolan Ryan.
The way it hit you?
Yeah,
did you
man.
Fall down?
No.
Did you go down?
Just I thought the thing is, it hurt so bad that I thought it was ice at first. That's the only reason that I, and then I realized what it was real quick. But at first, you could, like, if there's audio out there, I do the fear boner scream. Like, I go, oh, fuck, like that. But the initial scream is not like, oh, I just took 2 to the chest, bro. It's more like, like, you remember when Junior Miller, there was a spider or something on Junior, he's going, yeah. That's what it was like until I realized that I got an egg. And I looked down and it was like all the, like, you could still see the shattered, and I saw it wasn't blood. I was, okay, well, this isn't as serious as that first reaction was, the first scream. Then I just started cussing,
yeah,
like, motherfucker!
Gotten shot.
3 in the chest, I'd have died right there. That'd have been nothing. And the thing is, that's how quick that things can happen. Because just think about it.
You're just walking down the street minding
your
own business.
They still had to go, woof, woof, woof. Or, like, yeah, I think they had some kind of loader. Because that was a, like I said, that was a really good grouping that they got on my chest, dude.
And but, then didn't another one hit the ground?
Yeah, that's the thing. There was about four or five of them. Yeah, but I was the only one that took the 3 to the chest, dude. Like some,
you made those guys night. You made.
Oh,
like,
dude!
Fuck
yeah.
Yes, we hit that dumb Texan.
Yeah, you could tell they were from Texas, man. The way they're
look
man.
At him, a dumb stone tourist.
It was so
that's
awesome.
What he said.
I mean, I couldn't really be mad.
No.
There's no way I was going to get mad. It was in their territory.
That's pretty awesome. Well, speaking of California,
they know how to party.
They do know
California
how to party.
Knows how to party.
Episode 2 of the Ned Files. or the Bed Files. I keep making that mistake. The Bed Files launched today. Our second episode that we did with them, where we after we ate a good meal and some cake, and then what? And then we what did we say? Or what did we do? Oh, we did a second episode.
Yeah. We didn't have any cake. I thought it was enchiladas, and that was it. But did we have cake, too?
Yes.
The
bun
that?
Cake.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, my memory's gone.
And then you smoked a lot more and ate a bunch more, and
yeah,
the edibles all kicked in.
And then you started heavy breathing on her.
I'm going to throw up. I got to get home. I'm going to throw up. But yeah, the it's up and it's funny because this is where we played Blurt, and suddenly you got sober out of nowhere, and we're like, "My game's on, let's go." That cracked me up. Yeah, because I wish we had video of that because you're all slouching in the chair and stuff. You're like, "Oh, we start playing Blurt, you start getting some right, and all of a sudden you're like, "All right, let's go."
Hell yeah, dude! Got my competitive wind. I don't remember how to play it.
You just blurt out the answer. That's the point of Blurt.
Okay.
It was good times.
I'm going to blurt something and tell me what this is off of. BJJ in Louisville. Sound blocks multi-wave distortion. AT&T Stadium Map. Sound blocks multi-wave bass distortion. Fort Worth Weekly. Eliza Schlesinger.
Uh-huh. Comedian.
JerryJonestownMassacre.com. December. Freddie Kitchens. AT&T Stadium Seating Chart. SSRI shooting list.
Why are we all in all this?
Because this was our Google search history.
I like that we're related to Eliza. I don't know. There's a lot of AT&T stuff in there.
Yeah.
Stadium stuff. And then
her.
SSRI.
Ooh, man.
You don't know who Eliza is? She's from Highland Park. Comedian. National. She is a... She's had some stuff leak.
Is this her?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's her?
Eliza, yeah.
When is her next gig? Does she do open mic with Brian Breckenridge?
No. No, she's kind of...
Does she do Texas Billiards every once in a while?
She released 2 Netflix specials last year. She's, yeah.
Yeah.
Go look up, put in her name.
Eliza? Right, is that how you say her name?
Yeah, Eliza. Put in her name and leaked. And you will never be the same.
She looks like the type of person that if I was around, I would just do this.
Just smell her air. So we got a gift in the mail.
Yeah. From the people that we just talked about.
From
the Bed Files.
The Ned Files. The Bed Files.
Man, I want a poster of Eliza. This one. This one of her going like this.
Oh, anyway. They told me not to open this until...
Sorry, Eliza.
Today.
Turn you off. Okay.
Would you like to open it?
I don't care. What if it's anthrax?
Then you get it first.
What if it's coronavirus?
What if it is coronavirus?
Okay, here, we'll do this. I'll start it, and then you can finish it.
You'll start it. You'll let it... No, it's... Okay. Is there corona in there? Can you see coronavirus? Does it crawl around? Is it like
crabs? It's like a hey man.
Oh my god!
What is it?
What is it? Genius is what this is. I just saw the title as I cracked it open. It is Natural Harvest, the book, the cookbook that we talked about.
Hell yeah!
A collection of semen-based recipes.
Hold on, I gotta sit.
Thank you, Becky. Oh my god. We talked about that on their show. Oh my god. We're gonna have to cook some of it up, right? And hey, that bundt cake wasn't from this, was it? Those enchiladas? Are those semen based enchiladas? Have y'all been jacking with us this whole time, right? Go through there. I want to see what some of these, what you can cook up. Let me see the book. You're typing and posting shit. Let me see it. You know, we do a show here. All right, let's see here.
Sorry.
Natural Harvest, an inspirational collection of semen-based recipes. There's a thank you page. A smoothie. Oh, my God. An almost white Russian. A strawberry splash-a-rita. Irish coffee with extra cream. Cappuccino decimi. Appetizers. Slightly saltier caviar. So wait a second. This just sounds like you're just taking your stuff and putting it in things that's already made. Man-made oysters, glazed grilled pink salmon. I thought we were going to use this like a like the meatless Whataburger. We're just going to have, instead of meat, it's semen for the beef. Tuna sashimi with homemade dipping sauce. Come on now.
I'm sending this to all my friends right now. Like, you're going to see this.
Roasted lamb with good gravy. Veal scappellini. Noodles with special spicy sauce. Lampior. I like this. Chicken noodle soup. They just get, you know, isn't it, what is it? Chicken soup is good for the soul.
Cockstarred soup.
Chicken soup with semen. And then there's a creamy cum crepes. Cum cream caramel. Creamed eclair. Spunky candy.
So are these
pecans.
Actual recipes that are in there? Or are they just like play on words?
No.
Okay. They're actual
page 35.
Read us one of the recipes.
Look, that actually looks... Hold on.
Are you getting hungry?
I'm kind of hungry. Let's see. Where am I? Where's the... here we go. Look, chicken noodle soup.
All right, let's read the ingredients.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
I think it looks great.
Looks fantastic.
Looks delicious.
Let's talk about this.
I'd like some cream of chicken soup. So, is it cream of chicken or just chicken noodle?
Becky said the sour cream on the enchiladas was from this book. Whose cream was it, though?
Man, that's a lot of cream, too.
That's a lot. That's like saving up a month's worth, even if...
Yeah, who created all that, Rebecca?
If Eric and Danny both did it, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, you'd have to get the neighbors involved.
I don't know. I think ejaculation out there in California is a little different. You've seen porn? They can just keep going and going and going and going and going. I think it's in the water, in the sea air.
Maybe.
Semen's versatile cooking properties allow us to add it to a clear broth soup with remarkable results. Chicken soup's healing properties will be made more potent by adding a healthy dose of fresh semen. So you need one chicken, cooked noodles, medium-sized parsnip, carrots, one leek or onion, a stick of celery, bay leaves, tablespoons, a tablespoon of semen, salt and pepper.
That's it?
Parsley.
One tablespoon of garnishing. Jizz makes all that? Well, maybe he did do it.
Maybe so. Cut the chicken and vegetables into a... Well, wait a second. We have to go look at the sour cream recipe. It was a mix of all our creams, including hers, for the enchiladas.
Labia cream?
I thought I tasted labia cream.
God, I hope this isn't the show that my family decides to start listening to.
I like this almost white Russian. I'm a big fan of white Russians.
I bet you are.
2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce coffee
Racist.
Liqueur, half ounce semen, cream of milk, cream or milk, ice cubes. Pour
Dude,
vodka.
A half ounce of semen? Good Lord.
Have you ever measured your semen?
No.
See how much you produce?
Have you?
Uh-uh. But
it's interesting.
Now I want to find out because, like,
I don't know if I can go a week.
This
without,
high protein smoothies, one
dude,
to three tablespoons.
Okay,
of semen.
I've been wanting to talk about this on the show. I don't know if I can go a week without spanking. Like, I used to do that every once in a while when I was younger, like, just go a week to make sure that I wasn't purely addicted to jacking off. I don't think I could do it anymore, man. Do I need to go to therapy?
What's that look like? The enchiladas we had.
These motherfuckers.
You sons of bitches. Y'all have won.
Did we see them this eat any of it? Or was it just you and me chowing down?
Oh, you're onto something now. As they sat, they were giggling about stuff. I thought it was just the weed and the edibles.
They jizz poisoned us.
This sons of bitches.
I've ate a man's jizz. There you go, man.
That wasn't your own.
There you go, Matt Thomas.
Man, some of this stuff looks really good.
Not every day do you get to hear one of us say,
tiramisu.
This drives you crazy.
Tiramisu is a rich dessert with layers of ladyfinger cookies soaked in a semen espresso cognac.
Good Lord, man.
Wow. this is amazing, and it needs to sit right here so everybody will ask us when they come in.
Needs to be the new...
Why?
The new...
You took a picture of that, right?
Yeah.
You need to put it on our Instagram.
Oh, I haven't yet.
You need to gram it.
You need to gram that?
Yeah, you need to...
Dude, I thought you took a picture
of the cover.
You know what? I'm thinking about taking a picture and sending it to Applebee's for the new dish. Like the... April's Natural Harvest, a collection of semen-based plates. Or what does it say?
Collection of semen-based recipes. This month at
Applebee's.
The Natural Harvest.
Yeah.
Someone actually put this together, though.
Yeah, I was going to gram it.
Why can't we come up with a crazy book? A recipe book? We need to do a recipe book that's insane.
We can. We totally can, man.
Natural Harvest. And I'm going to look this dude up because I want to know what else he's done.
He's probably the one that wrote that dolphin book.
About fucking a dolphin?
Yeah.
Do you need a picture of the cover? I thought you took one.
Hold on. You can't get the reference to where we're at. Here, put it over here, man.
Oh, okay. You just
keep podding while I do this.
All right, you do that. You're a pro. So thank you guys. This is awesome. We're gonna have some fun with this. I don't know how. I don't think we're gonna make anything out of it, but we're gonna use it for reference. We also have a deck of cards over here I keep forgetting about we need to play with our guests. But that'll come down. So we have some voicemail, we have some email. Have you looked at any of this stuff?
No, man. I've been bad about contacting people lately. As you've noticed, probably by every single band that's been booked on our show, they're like, what's going on here, man?
We need some info.
We need some info.
We need someone to book for us.
Fuck, I don't know. Let's meet at Applebee's.
Let's just go to Applebee's.
They got the new Natural Harvest
It's Natural Harvest
menu.
Month.
It's a Natural Harvest month.
Well, Jeff from
a collection
Stitcher.
Collection of semen-based recipes.
So Jeff from Stitcher sent us a...
I love it when Stitcher sends us messages.
A podcast newsletter.
Let's hear it.
Let's not. It's stupid.
I love it when Jeff from Stitcher sends us newsletters.
I'm trying to find... let me go... Shoot. Where's it at? We have an email from RoboTuner. He says, read this in my fake voice. Can you do that?
Sure.
You do it because I can't do it for that long.
Actually, I start ending up sounding like Jar Jar Binks when I do it, but where's it at? I don't see it.
In our Gmail, it's down a little bit. It says
RoboTuner.
Sympathy email.
Is this about sympathy sex?
Probably.
Read this in my fake voice. Hey, guys, this is RoboTuner.
That's
you said on show
voice.
347 you guys don't get emails anymore, so I'm sending this one for you to read. You don't like that? You're looking at me like you don't like that bit. Me doing actually exactly opposite of what he asked me to do.
Yes, exactly.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Hey, guys, this is RoboTuner. You said on show 347 you guys don't get emails anymore. Fuck, cunt, shit. So I'm sending this one over to you to read. I don't know about an annual trip anywhere with you guys this year since I'm devoting 2020 to paying down some serious debt from my housework, saving up for my daughter's college education and her first car when she turns 16. Life goals, right? Hee hee. Wait, that was ad-libbed.
Yes.
I've never heard Matt Thomas go, hee hee. If I can swing a trip, I would reserve it for the Rage Against the Machine in El Paso.
I'm in.
Pending ticket prices, of course.
I'm in, no matter the ticket price.
You also definitely shouldn't come to see Josh and the Judd Noise at our last show of the year at Mass on December 20th, the good Latimer, the Herald, and Bruce Magnus.
Whoa, this is old.
Bruce Magnus. I like when Matt Thomas says Bruce Magnus because he goes, Bruce Magnus. Because we aren't worthy of your time. I'll probably just go on about my Facebook feed and not every play. Gracious Yuletide holidays. If I don't see either of you the rest of the year, I will
email.
Be killing myself tonight.
What?
Red pants.
Hey, you got some shit, too, this week.
Oh, great.
About your review.
Of what?
about saying you should just go kill yourself if you haven't seen Tool. There were quite a few people.
I thought that was the best part of the write up. It's very insensitive. Very insensitive.
Holy crap.
Uh-oh, what now?
Next email. Now, this one's a little newer. We just haven't got to it yet. Hi, guys.
Jeff from Stitcher?
No. Hi, guys. This is Schmarlin.
Oh,
I don't
Schmarlin.
Have an email address, so I'm using my twin brother's email
Good
to send you
Lord.
A message.
This is a long one, Schmarlin.
This is not Marlin, the guy who plays in that bullshit band from Haltom City. I was listening to your stupid show, and you asked people to let you know how Trump affected you. Here's my story. I work in international trade as a compliance person. I make sure that people pay the correct amount of duties in summary. Since Trump started with the trade wars, I have seen businesses go from paying 3 to 5% duties up to 35 to 50% if importing from China. Well, hold on. Well, we'll keep going here. I deal with large companies that can weather the storm and small businesses that cannot and are suffering or closing. Now, you might say we shouldn't be importing that much from China, especially right now with coronavirus. And I agree. But what about people who need product from Chinese company holds that a Chinese company holds a patent on? What about a company that made significant infrastructure investments, molds, machines, etc.? Well, the U.S. Trade Representative thought of this and came up with what is known as exclusions. You submit a reason why you shouldn't have to pay the punitive China tariffs, and you are exempt. The large companies I deal with are hiring attorneys at $40,000 per request and getting near 100% success. The smaller companies cannot afford this and are nearly all unsuccessful. Whoa. I didn't know that. That sucks. Trump is catering to large companies with lower taxes and stock market rises, but the companies that are not on the stock market might have different opinions of the economy. I have a company I deal with that is almost identical to Duck Dynasty that used to make their product in Louisiana but got too big and started manufacturing in China. They sell to Walmart and some other big box stores. The Trump taxes came and they didn't have a 25% margin to still profit with the Trump tax and had to make a choice to default on all their contracts or sell at a loss because Walmart doesn't give a damn who is charging them a Trump tax. Me personally, I have a license to operate from U.S. Customs, and this required taking a 4-hour open book test with less than 5% pass rate and then heavy background of financial checks. It is difficult to obtain, and there are only about 1,000 of us in the country. I also have a business degree, which I paid for myself 100%. These things put me into a position that should have me set, but because of the trade war, I'm about to throw away the investments and find a new way of making a living. That is how it affected me. One might say, but Hillary, but Obama, fuck them too. Politicians don't give a fuck about you. Fuck you.
So they agree with me the whole time.
I think that's what we came up with, is that no matter what's happening, these politicians don't give a fuck about any of us down here on the low end.
So why should you give a fuck about them?
Yeah. Why should you spend, I think our argument that day was like, why should you spend all this time and energy bitching and complaining and arguing and fighting in politics when none of these people care if you're on their side or not?
No, they don't.
They don't give a fuck about you. They're going to do what's good for them
and their party
and them only, or them and their family. That's all they care about.
And party.
Well, sometimes they don't care about the party.
True.
So we go from that to, thank you, Schmarlin. We know that was difficult for you to come and confess. We go from, we have Fortress Fest emails, and I want to get in that here in a little bit. But we have one. When did this come through? Hello, boys. It's been a hot minute, but I saw that both of you were out in California the same time I was. If only we had known and could have met up somewhere and had a few drinks.
We had a few.
We did have a few. I love you, Dustin, but now that Matt is single, there's no telling how wild things would have got. Matt, are you ready for me to crush hard on you?
Yes.
Maybe
absolutely.
When I return to Dallas, we can meet up and see just what happens. What? Here's a little pic until then. Love you both. Did you see this?
No.
You need to go up to the new stuff. There's a picture for you.
Mm-hmm. And then? Oh, yes. Damn. I'm going to shut that.
Why?
I appreciate what you're showing me.
So going back to your conversation about Oh, XOXO, guess who? That's a sign, or XXO.
About Natural Harvest?
So no, going back to not being able to spank off or get through
a whole week
without spanking it.
If all of a sudden I got a barrage of messages from her, that'd be tough.
Could you
that'd
make it through?
Really
it?
Tough. Especially
could
if
you do the Seinfeld bet?
I don't know how long. They just went a few days.
Well, yeah, because they all gave in except for George when he got extremely smart.
I'm just talking about the week, making a week long. It's been a really long time since I've done that.
No, it starts hurting, physically hurting.
How come? I thought all that shit was going to chill out as you got older. It doesn't.
No.
Still jack off all the time.
Like a 12-year-old kid that just found it.
Yeah, she bet. Like, what if she started sending videos? I'd have I'm 4 days in, and all of a sudden I could make the collection of semen-based recipes at my apartment. Every single one of them.
Are you wanting her to send videos? Is that what you're asking for?
Sure, I'm going on strike. Let's see what happens here.
Oh, so now this is the thing?
Let's see what happens here.
You're going to go on strike, so now we're going to ask everybody just to start barraging you with
if you can
photos,
get, see if you
videos
can make
at jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com. Just start sending us all sorts of shit, and let's see what happens.
That's what our
see
show
if
is
you
now.
Can make us break.
It's going to be a
that's
a grump.
Good ploy. I like that.
I think if I get out of the... I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. Maybe we'll do this another time. I don't know if I got it in me, man.
Well, what else do you have? You have Valentine's coming up.
Yeah, but I'm single, so that means I'm going to be lonely.
Maybe.
And not be able to spank.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I guess love could strike at any moment. And
someone could be like, you know what?
I'm so scared, baby.
I'm so scared. I need someone on Valentine's Day.
I need a Natural Harvest, a collection of semen-based recipes book right now.
Would you like to be one of 7 dicks in my face on Valentine's Day? Would you be like, girl?
Well, I'm playing Fortnite right now, but
that's cool.
Where do you live?
You'll be the 7th here for the gangbang.
So a friend of mine, we talked throughout the day. And today...
I got the book.
I know, it's awesome, dude. Today,
it's cracking
I was
up.
Today I was telling her, how dare you, ma'am? I'm to be talked to and
yes,
referred to as a gentleman. And I expect to be treated that way. And she was just like, what?
What?
Huh? Did you have a stroke?
It doesn't hurt if you don't jerk it. It hurts if you have a buildup.
It's the buildup and
the
grumpiness.
Giant, and you start getting grumpy because it's all built up. And you start being like, ugh.
And you're like, dude, I just want to release this
jizz
everywhere.
I'm so stressed out and I'm getting angry. There's so much. My balls are so big. It's like I have elephantitis.
Well, that's the cool part. That'll be nice because...
when your balls get big?
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
But the problem is, see, here's what'll happen.
Plus, it's not good for your heart. You're supposed to beat off for your heart.
Scrotum cancer, too.
Yeah. Butt cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps prevent all that.
Do you want to hear a crazy story? I was, I don't know if I can probably get away with this one, I imagine. If not.
Oh, shit.
No, it has to do with my job.
Oh.
So I'm just saying, because there's some people at my job that are actually starting to listen to this show, I think.
Hey, real quick, did we listen to this last voicemail from Kevin?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, and then we'll play that. Tell your story.
Oh,
we'll
shit, we're in the middle of emails. I'm sorry, man.
No, but
I guess I could have waited.
If you got something to go to, then we'll play this Kevin email, because I wasn't sure if we had the voicemail. I was going to shut it down.
So, we're going over our benefits. That's something that a smaller company, I guess you guys don't do it because you're too big. They just send it to you and like, here's your new insurance shit. Fucking
no, we go
whatever.
Through.
And you, and the, oh, you do?
Yeah, you get your
packet and everything. But
your
do you,
time to choose.
Do you have a meeting though? Because we have a big meeting every year.
No, what they do is they put out web videos to kind of help you through it, but it's like...
Yeah, like tutorials and shit you can watch.
All of us have been there so long,
you know,
we don't really change anything.
And you got the union taking care of a lot of it too, right? Not really.
You mean the weakest union in the world?
Dude, that was like your shit for a while, man. You were hardcore. What happened?
It was never that hardcore.
When the strike was about to happen, you were all about to burn some shit down, man.
That's because I wanted to go on strike and I wanted to set shit on fire.
Yeah.
I have.
Now you're like, huh.
I have
a very weak,
dark side of me that I don't let out.
The arsonist?
The pyro side of me.
We let it out at, I am too. We let it out at when we went camping.
When I'm allowed around things that make fire.
You shoot it at your friends while they're pissing.
Did I tell you what I nearly bought the other day? Again?
Flamethrower.
Mm-hmm. I nearly did the other day. I nearly bought another flamethrower.
We're taking that up to the grasslands if you buy that.
I had a chance to buy one like a year and a half ago, and then another one popped up, and I held it, and I was like.
Just held it. Like, sweet baby flamethrower, I hold you so tight.
You know how much power I have in my hands right now. And I.
Like that flame. You think it's going to be like the flamethrower in Mandalorian? At the end of the last episode, the finale just.
No, I think this one's way stronger than that one.
You think?
Oh yeah, I've seen some videos of it.
What if you blow up? That's how I'm supposed to go, Stubbs.
That's how I'm supposed to go. That's what God wanted,
Stubbs. That's just how a man goes. Sometimes.
As long as I'm eating my natural harvest cookies, I'll be good to go.
Wonder if that would make you more flammable.
Eating semen-based foods?
Yeah, if you had just swallowed a gallon of semen. Would you be more flammable?
A gallon of semen? Like, how long is that? How do you make that much?
It would just be yours, I guess.
It'd have to be horse's. You ever seen a horse cum?
I don't know, but that's a good question. Is cum flammable?
Dude, we're going to find that out at the grasslands next time.
Oh, God.
Someone beat off on this log. We got to start a fire. How come they never do that on Naked and Afraid? Some guys just throw their...
It must not be flammable then.
Because you would use it on Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, they would use it.
The guy would just stand there and go, hey, I know we just met and everything, but I'm going to start a fire, but I got some flammable shit right here. Hold on.
Wait. First of all, your audio, your... What do you call the people that do the sound effects? For jacking off is doo 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 like a helicopter.
That's my foley.
Your foley art for jacking off is doo 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 doo. What is wrong with you, man?
Because it's funny.
No woman.
You ever had sex with me? That's how
I sound. Oh my gosh, dude!
But yeah, can you imagine on Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, some guys like. Well, I guess I better get.
It's great meeting you.
I guess I better get the fuel for the fire going.
You need to start a fire. And you have some guy. Here, I'll do that here in a second. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. As they approach nighttime, Steve needs to make a fire in order to keep them warm and the mosquitoes away. So he kneels over the logs.
I'm Steve. I got this over here.
You can see that he's trying to release a flammable material that will light better under the sunlight. And then you try to light it. Do you light it when it's dry or when it's wet?
I don't know, man.
We're going to find out.
You know what? Let me just Google this real quick.
We both go to Google at the same time. Is semen flammable?
Semen flammable. It's got to be,
because
right? There's a lot of protein in it.
If I can cook juices. With it, I should be able to use it to cook with, right?
Yeah. Flammable.
Semen. Flammable.
But if we get taken out, which could happen at any moment, knowing us.
No, it has a very high water
someone come
content
delete our...
and will not burn.
Okay.
Once dried out completely...
Uh-oh.
Once dried out completely, it may burn a little better, as it's just sugars, enzymes, and proteins, which will burn.
There's sugar in it? So is that why women prefer us to drink a bunch of pineapple juice? So, because it enhances the sugars?
Ah, Becky has a good... little set of instructions here. She says, let the jizz dry and crust. Turn it into a powder like gunpowder. Then light on fire.
Bam.
But then I just loaded my musket and shoot food. Because
why would you shoot food with your? Why would you load it into your musket when you have your own?
Here, crocodile. If semen was flammable, Bear Grylls would probably masturbate on TV all the time. Exactly. Thank you, Reddit.
What?
If semen was flammable, Bear Grylls would masturbate on TV all the time. All right. So, anyway, back to your work.
What?
I don't know. You want to hear this from Kevin?
Yeah, let's hear Kevin's call.
We should ask Kevin if he's ever done it in prison. Maybe you should put it in sheets.
Okay.
Set on fire.
It's from okay, so
has Kevin ever cooked with semen?
I don't know. He did send us a recipe once.
For what? Oh,
like pizza? Prison pizza?
Prison pizza, that's right. All right, let's see if this works. Oh, shit. I don't know if it's going to, because I don't have shit plugged in. Vamp my... Matt Vamp.
And California knows how to party.
California.
Natural Harvest knows how to party. Recipes knows how to party.
Okay.
Jerry Jones Town Massacre knows how to party.
Let's see. I need to plug.
Podcast.
He'll
know how
here.
To party.
Oh, shit.
Podcast.
Keep that going.
Knows how to party.
I wasn't ready for this. I thought I was.
DFW
knows
how
to
party.
Party.
Fort Worth knows how to party.
All right, here we go.
Texas knows how to party.
You rock.
California knows how to party.
Yeah, this is Kevin, and I'm calling again because I'm pissed off. It's also the end of the stupid fucking year, and I've somehow to live. Despite my attempts at giving myself cirrhosis on occasions. Anyway, back to business. I know I go onto this public library computer sometimes, and I see these nerds on it looking at shit. And one across this thing saying it's okay to be white. Like, that's a thing that's going on right now. It's pissing me off. Fuck off. One, it's not okay. Two, you will not be oppressed. That shit is for us. God damn it. Pissing me the fuck off.
Whoa.
My throat's all fucked up. Okay, look. It's not what it sounds like, alright? None of that happened. Just some shit went down, and I got one of those coughs from eating pussy too much. We'll leave it at that.
What?
Anyway, back to what I was trying to fucking say. How are you guys going to say that y'all been oppressed whenever you can go into a store and not get fucking followed around? That's some bullshit, man. See these little white kids running around this dumpster I've been hanging around, asking me if I got drugs and shit, just because I'm a person of color. Pissing me off. Oh, this year ended like shit, and I know because I'm going to be alive in the next couple of days, the next year's going to start like shit, too. I'm going to go down to the Yellow Rose and get me some of that brown hole for free, because I ain't got no money.
That was a threat.
Said so he's right. Going to go get some of that brown hole.
Brown hole.
Sir?
Sir?
And I'm going to try to see if he's not down there trying to turn out a trick or two.
Justice.
Try to get my nut up in that. Get that sloppy seconds from Dustin. You know what I mean?
What?
I wasn't supposed to say that shit, but I got ears on the inside, nigga. You can't hide from me. Anyway,
sir.
Fuck off. Don't stay safe. You need to die like those people in the church going out with a bang. Kevin,
Jesus.
Out.
Kevin? I don't think he's taking his medication.
No, I'm done with you, Kevin.
I don't know if he's taking his medication lately.
So that was towards the end of last year. We haven't heard from him this year. I hope his night at the Yellow Rose. I don't know who Justice is. Who is Justice?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Justice, if you're out there, send us some pictures.
I wonder what she looks like.
Try to get Matt to... break his is this something you're going for right now? Are you putting this on hold
no,
right
I haven't,
now?
I haven't started it.
Okay, when are you going to start this?
I don't know. I've got to decide that I'm going to do it. Like, I don't know. Think I should just go for it tonight?
You're going to, like, start right now. You're going to cut it off.
You want me to? No, there's no way I can make it home and not do that tonight.
Home? You like you're going to do it in the road?
Yeah.
That's dangerous. Nothing on the road is dangerous.
Like nothing on the road?
Nutting.
Oh.
On the road is dangerous. So, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
You worried about this?
I mean, there's been some scenarios on the silver screen that has played out a lot like what's going down.
When there are more people locally dying from the regular flu than there are from coronavirus, and it's not being reported?
Already? We're already in flu season? Oh, excuse me.
We've been in flu season since like...
It's the first time I've ever yawned
October.
On this show. Oh, look, I made you yawn. That means you're not a psychopath.
I know.
If someone else... Did you know that as a thing, apparently?
What, if I yawn?
If you and I don't yawn, that means I'm a psychopath.
Oh.
I've never yawned because of other people's yawns.
So
hello, me.
Meet the real me.
It's going to be used as media. Probably, I don't know. It's going to be, who knows. I hope it doesn't turn into World War Z, but, I mean, what are we going to do? We can't sit here and worry about the coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
It's got the coolest name. I mean, before this we had bird flu, then we had pig flu, and then before that we had mad cow's disease, which didn't really affect us. It affected cows, so I don't
SARS,
know why I gave a fuck about it.
Swine. I had swine flu.
I had swine flu.
That made me want to kill myself.
Yeah, it's when I got sick after a cop pulled me over.
That's why I get the big bucks.
That's why I get the big bucks.
You gonna put that in your stand-up?
Big bucks.
Are you going to put that in your stand-up?
I might. I might write that one.
No. You don't need to write that one in there. Yeah, I'm not too worried about that when we have the flu here that's killing people left and right.
The real flu?
The real flu. That is highly contagious.
So,
and is knocking people out.
We didn't really... We talked about it a little bit, but is that what people were wearing? Like, there was a lot of Asians that were wearing a mask out in California and DFW.
Anytime I fly out west to California,
yeah, but
always
I know.
A ton
yeah,
of
me
Asians
too,
with
but
masks
there, it seemed,
on.
It seemed like there was more this time, though.
It to seemed, me. On my flight, it was just like five or six people.
And
like
it was
family.
There was a lot more out at DFW. I was like, damn.
Well, look, I have pictures of Shelby and Chris and their entire family flying to Florida to go to Disney World with masks on.
They're not Asian.
They're not.
Nope.
It's just people want the...
That's when we need Thomas Who's Drop to go, hello.
Hello. So I think the big thing is like...
They're selling headlines.
That's
all it is,
no,
man.
But when people are flying, you're trapped in a tube breathing recirculated air. And you just don't want to get sick. So I understand wearing a mask on an airplane. But, yeah, I think this is all just a scare right now and neat. And, you know, what was it? 1 million people are in lockdown in China. They can't go anywhere.
In one of the cities?
The cities and the surrounding
cities.
Well,
I guess all their cities have over 1 million people in them.
Yeah. I would pray for that, please. Lock down our city for a little bit. That'd be fun. I'd load up my tactical gear. You'd see me and Dave running down the street in our tac gear. Like that.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to make this whatever challenge whenever it starts.
It's only been 20 minutes.
I know. You're already looking around the room for material. You just had material emailed to you.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm not too worried about it. I mean, it's just going to be like SARS and bird and all that. I mean, let's talk about it when we have about, I don't know, what do you think the level should be, 100,000?
To what, start getting concerned?
Yeah,
holy
getting,
shit.
Like if 100,000 people are
if
infected.
If it only reached 1,000, I'd
start freaking out?
Dude, if Ebola, we only had like 4 cases here.
In the
imagine
States.
Imagine 1,000.
I'm talking about like 100,000 in China.
Oh.
Would you start worrying?
If it's 100,000 in China,
yeah.
The thing is, it with China, it could very well be. I mean, we don't fucking know. I guess
China, they don't
I guess we spy on them just as much as they spy on
us. Did you listen to No Agenda this week or the new one?
I haven't listened to No Agenda in like 6 months, man. So it's a good time to jump back in.
Good time. They're talking about how this, Trump and Ying, is that the guy's name or the
Jing?
Jing, the Chinese president or whatever, they set up a new trade agreement, and now the city that is being affected by the coronavirus that's shut down is a giant mecca trade hub, and that this could be all freaking China out, so they are hiding a lot of the numbers and a lot of what's really going on. Like, it could actually be worse than what they're reporting on, but China doesn't want to report on it because it could affect trade with the U.S.
No, I haven't heard that.
Or the rest of the world, yeah. So they kind of went into all that, and you know, China is never open with shit
anything
they have going down.
No,
so it could be a lot worse than what's being said. But
it is getting a lot harder for China to hide shit, though.
Yeah,
like North Korea is the one that, man, I just face queefed.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, but North Korea is the one that hides shit. Like, because they don't have they got their own.
In China, you have a younger generation that's learning how to use VPN,
language,
and how to
and
do
stuff.
They're how to get around things.
Yeah.
So they are reporting more on what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. We got other stuff to worry
about.
So
what's the number here that you would start getting worried when they started talking about the coronavirus?
So what they were saying is that one person infected can infect another two. That's how fast it can spread. The guy that came
What's
back
the
from
normal
A&M,
flu?
He does not have it, so it's not in Texas anymore.
So
the normal flu is like four.
So
one
what is
four.
Why is this flu more brutal?
I don't know.
Because it's named
That's
after a beer?
Maybe. Because it makes you lazy and want to drink beers with limes in them?
On a beach?
On a beach? You just suddenly get like, man, fuck it, I want to go to the beach. And that's why cities just shut down, because there's no one to do anything.
Yeah, you got women in bikinis and stuff,
yeah.
And you could make a nice sand castle and get sunburnt.
You have a nice, quiet commercial that's a slow zoom out, and all you hear is, psh.
Yeah, you got a palm tree with a bunch of Christmas lights.
Yeah, just turn it on.
Yep.
And the guy's just on the beach. That was a good marketing campaign. I like their commercials were good.
Yeah, they had Tony Romo this last year.
Those were dumb. The one where they're just quiet.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just listening to the beach, and the guy just reaches over and... Psh.
Yeah.
Gung, 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 gung. That's a good one.
So he does
hire,
what? He goes and drinks. Wait, okay.
Hire JJTM for all your Foley work.
So the guy goes to the beach. He sits down. He opens up a beer. He drinks the beer. Then he decides he's going to rub one out before he enters the week challenge. And then all the ladies run screaming.
There's blood in his semen.
Whoa.
Quick, get Metallica. Let's make an album cover. Load and reload.
Man, we gotta stop. We gotta stop taking and eating whatever we're doing before the show's been.
What the hell?
Our shows are getting more and more of a case built against us that we're mentally insane.
Fine. That means I can do anything and get off. Just have to go to a ward.
You mean like
a little bit. So I got three stories I want to hit real quick. First off, I've been working in the stockyards for the last month.
Yeah, they're getting ready for the big the rodeo and stuff, huh? You're taking pictures and all that?
No, I'm in my real job. I'm the job I've had forever. We're down there overlaying fiber in the stockyards. They're getting all up to date, and they're opening up this new area called Mule Alley, which is turning some of the old barns into hip stores and nightlife and hotels and IT companies and shit. Well, the first restaurant open down there on Sunday. And you talk about immediate backlash. Immediate. Shake Shack, the burger joint from New York.
Yeah, there's one by my apartment. It's not bad, just too small of a burger. Burger's like a hockey puck.
But it's good. I like them.
They're good.
When
yeah,
I'm in
good.
New York, I'll eat them because they're all over the place in New York. But immediate backlash from several of the news stations were down there and interviewing people that were tourists that are in there. We drove all this way from Michigan to come down here and feel the cowboy lifestyle, and we see a fucking Shake Shack opening up and lines out the door because it's brand new. That's not the old West and cowboy way. Like, they interviewed 20 people across all the news channels.
No one had anything good to say.
No one had anything good to say about a Shake Shack being down there, which I agree. I think it takes away from the other restaurants down there. I like Shake Shack. I don't think they should be in the Stockyards. They're a West 7th thing, not a Stockyards thing.
Yeah, I could see that. I would rather have In-N-Out before I had one of those there. And In-N-Out I'm not even really a great big fan of. They need a Whataburger.
But an In-N-Out doesn't even need to
have a Whataburger. They need a Whataburger.
If they had a that's Texas.
Yeah, that's
there
Texas.
There should be a small Whataburger put in there instead of Shake
Beaumont,
Shack.
Beaumont, Texas is where Whataburger.
Chicago now.
Yeah, now
Chicago Company. But there is a Whataburger not far from the Stockyards.
Is there?
At the corner of 28th and Main.
Man, is there any fast food burger that throws blows at a Whataburger on the earth? Like, I don't think there is.
No, because the stuff I think about, you got to sit down for that would kill.
Yeah,
it
like a fat burger.
Yeah,
I bet you there's some people in California.
Count Kincaid's is fast.
No,
even though they branched out,
I'm not a huge to Jake's.
Kincaid's,
are they Jake's too now, or is that two different burger places?
Two different.
Kincaid's I haven't had in forever. Back in the day.
The Fort Worth one that was the only one. It yeah. still is strong because when I'm working over there, I'll go eat one. It's still strong. Strong
Frosties
burger.
Of Denton. The best. Mm. It's not really fast food, though. Oh, I guess it is. It is. It's old school fast food, though. It's not like...
it's like an old Dairy Queen style yeah. fast food type thing.
Yeah. So good, man. God, I miss that place.
So this Mule Alley is going to be cool, I think. I hope. But I'm afraid it's going to be too... They're building a lot of bars along the front end that faces Exchange Street, and I think that'll be cool because there's already a big bar scene down there. I don't know about live music yet. No one's really said anything about that, but I'm afraid that there's going to be, like, Lucchese Boots is moving in there, and what's those fucking cups that are Yeti is putting a store in down there.
Yeah, no, man. So it's going to be like Nashville. Like all, or not Nashville, like Dolly Parton's. Where's Branson? It's going to get all Branson-y.
No miniature golf yet. But they do have a maze, and their mazes are big in Branson, too. So we should have bought some land and put a miniature golf course down there. We got fucking rich off miniature golf. So anyway, it's pretty cool. It's opening up. But this story came down yesterday. Or today. It actually came down today. Broke today. Mark Cuban and Live Nation have teamed up to build a 1,000-person capacity venue in the design district in Dallas called the Hi-Fi. The design district is kind of blowing up because there's all sorts of bars and stuff intertwined between the stores. And there's a few... is there a movie joint down there, I think? A little hole-in-the-wall movie joint does off mainstream films and stuff.
Like Angelica or something?
Yeah, kind of like the Angelica. But the design district is slowly changing to where a lot of stores are starting to move out or just lose their spot because it's getting so rich. So they're going to put a 1,000-person capacity venue in there.
That we'll see. We'll see, man.
I don't
it's
know.
A gamble.
The new Virgin Hotel's in there. We saw
how
it the other night.
How much does it cost to stay there?
I don't know. But it's a pretty cool
isn't
looking
the one
hotel.
At the one at the ballpark, isn't it Virgin? Or going to be owned by Virgin?
It's Encore.
Oh, that's right.
And they make, isn't it Encore or who is it?
I don't know. I thought it was Virgin. I could be wrong, though. Sometimes I'm wrong about shit.
Anyway, I don't know. Like, would you go? There are times House of Blues is out of the way as far as venues go, and it's a pain in the ass to get to, but you're going to go to a 1,000-seat venue in the middle of the design district?
I mean, it depends if the right band plays there, but if a band's going to play there, what's to keep them from playing a venue that's going to... See, the thing is, they won't have metal shows there, I bet.
I don't know. It's Live Nation.
Oh, yeah.
It's 1,000 person.
I mean, you're looking at... The metal shows there will be off of, like, the Clear Channel, those type bands, don't you think? Like the...
Probably. But what sucks is what Live Nation has control of now.
It's just like Clear Channel back in the day.
They have control of all but, what, 4 venues in Dallas County?
Yeah.
Gas Monkey Live. Who has... They have some control, not really, of the whole Bomb Factory Trees conglomerate. And what's the other one? Canton Hall?
Mm-hmm.
We always go to. Sometimes they're in control of that, sometimes they're not, or sometimes they have shows come through there, sometimes they don't, but they mainly, the guys that own that whole setup still keep control of it. And then Verizon, they don't have control of Verizon.
Do they have control over the Zombie House?
Zombie
Coffee House. Shop?
Huh?
Zombie Coffee Shop?
Zombies in Arlington has been gone for...
So Live
Nation 25 years. Played that place.
Live Nation doesn't control that?
No. I'm trying to be serious.
What about Sparks?
I don't think they have control of Sparks or Broncos. I don't think they sell tickets to Broncos. But now they have control of Dickie's Arena too.
Yeah. I thought they were supposed to book a bunch of cool rock shows and stuff at that new place by Broncos.
The Hearst Convention Center?
Yeah. Wasn't that the plan? They said they were going to bring music in there?
Yeah, I think they have, but it's like symphony stuff. It's not metal or rock.
It's not Dillinger?
Uh-uh.
Mohawks needs to move to North Richland Hills. How wild would that be?
Why don't you make the Mohawks of North Richland Hills?
Dude, we should.
Good.
Seriously, maybe I should talk to Mr. Ferrello about this.
Maybe you shouldn't talk about it.
Okay.
Before someone else takes it.
True. And who better to get running that bad boy?
Than your mom.
Than our moms. And we'd be rich, and we could quit this podcast show because it's stupid.
So can we talk about Fortress Fest?
I'm like...
This lineup came out while we were at NAMM, and all of us kind of looked at each other.
Like, where's the beef again?
And went...
Where's the beef?
Hmm.
We got Diplo.
Hmm. Miguel.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all.
Big Crit. Kuko. Show the Product.
Which, I mean, I might see that one.
Sharon Van Etten.
Actually, someone already wants my pass if they give us him this year.
Who?
A friend.
What friend?
A friend.
I have to put their name down on this in order to get it.
That's what I told her.
The Free Nationals, Wet.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the only people I care about are the people I see every other weekend.
I'm probably not going to go this year.
You didn't go last year.
I didn't?
No.
Well, I'm probably not going to go this year either.
The people I care about are the people I can see at any time.
That the local stuff?
Cutthroat Finches, Rose Garden Funeral Party.
Son of Stan,
which is playing this Friday night. Saturday night at Mass. Going to be a fun show. And then they have the stupid contest winners, which we found out's rigged.
What's a contest?
Contest.
Oh.
You're thinking, you're not going to make it through this little challenge you've set.
I got the Natural Harvest book that I got to start saving up for. I have to produce.
Which this contest, I think our buddies are in it. Josh and the Jet Noise.
Oh, to get the. I told you guys to enter it. Shallon and Spectacle.
It's rigged.
I don't give a darn. Which, a long time ago, Andrew and I talked about booking something down in Austin.
We already got a festival we're going to play.
And I think I'm going to, I think I need a hookup, or I should probably talk to Brooks, because I need someone to get hooked up with down, I guess, the Lost Well. And I want to bring Spectacle and Shallon and one other band down there. I think it would be cool as shit, and it'd go
Let's
over well.
Do it.
Can you imagine if Shallon Death Squad played at the Lost Well?
Yeah.
People would lose their shit.
Let's do it.
I know.
So I want to do this. I think we should do this weekly. Is
the
going
Dufort here? Showcase in Austin.
Well, that needs to happen. But we need to go in here and watch this play Fortress Festival and see how the lineup changes. Because right now, Josh and the Jet Noise are beating Mean Motor Scooter.
Ooh.
The Spectacle's already in here.
There you go.
Someone fucking put us in here.
Hey, so they're showing the tallies?
We're beating Ansley and Azuline and the Royal Suns. The Spectacle's beating Royal Suns.
See, you got a shot.
Almost tripling their numbers. Let's see here. Meech Pango is... Why are the Cutthroat Finches on this list? They're already playing it.
So are the bands already, they're showing their number, like who's leading and stuff?
Good Latimer's way up there.
How many are they taking? Just one?
We need to get our Russian bot friends on this.
Get Spectacle in there.
Lou Charles is number
four. Hold on, I'll vote right now. How do you vote?
You go to do214.com/p/play. Just go look up Play Fortress Fest.
I'm going to vote right now, dude. Play Fortress
Fest.
Fest 2020.
Yeah, I'm going to go in here and vote for myself.
Hell yeah, that's all I'm going to be
oh,
doing.
Oh, shit, there's the Burn the Evidence video at the old Rubber Gloves. How do you vote? I'm going to vote.
It didn't bring it up.
I don't know how to vote on this.
Play Fortress Fest Festival.
Let me fucking vote.
There you go. How does it work? Artist submit.
Try using this page instead.
Submit track.
Vote.
Track's been submitted. Unlock voting.
I don't want to vote on Josh and the Chet Noise. I'm vote on
the
Spectacle.
You have to send them your email to do the vote. One vote per 24 hours. Oh, yeah. I say we get Spectacle in there.
Voting is open now. Artists submit their blah, 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 blah. We'd be the heaviest thing there by far.
Chroma's in it.
Hell, if Royal Suns were in it, they would fucking be the heaviest thing. Who's in it?
Chroma, it's a different one, though. They spell it different.
Oh.
There's Josh and the Jet Noise.
Josh and the Jet Noise. 475. Damn. That's because Matt works in IT, and he's figured out how to work the system here. He probably has a whole army of Chinese farmers underneath him that test and run code and also play World of Warcraft and sell gold.
Damn, how many bands put in for this?
Like last year, there was like 1,000 bands in this thing.
Okay, never mind, and I'll vote later.
What?
I'm trying to get that done now.
You can do it right now, but there's a lot of double ups. Like there's two Meech Pangos. There's two Good Latimers. Because the band, there's two Orion Delights. Like there's, hey, bands, why don't you talk to yourself? Jesse Fry has two votes.
Well, that's not good. We need to vote for her, too.
No, you need to vote for Spectacle once every 24 hours.
And from multiple locations, right? Give me the website again.
I just looked up Play Fortress Fest.
Fortress Fest 2020. Well, I'm tired, broski. It's been a great show.
Wait.
Oh, wait. There's
more.
Yeah,
Fortress Fest was the last thing. So, yeah, we're done. It's been fun.
Wait.
Try not to beat off on your way home.
I'm not going to. I have a date planned.
With yourself? Tonight?
Yes.
You're going out?
Not be beaten off.
You're going out on a date tonight?
Yes, she sent me a picture earlier.
No. You got a date with that picture. You're going to tribute. You need to tribute it and send it back to her.
No, then she'll never send me another one.
You already asked her to send videos. Actually, he asked everybody to send pictures.
That was like a
passive-aggressive
way of asking for a video, wasn't it?
From everybody. Yeah, try to make me break this vow.
Don't forget to get the book. It's the bestseller on the New York Times list this week.
Dun, dun, oh, no, not the New York Times. Dun, the JJTM.
The JJTM Times.
Bestseller list.
Let's show
them
the other book.
Yes, Marlon stopped by before we started the show. In the pre-stream, Marlon brought me this for my birthday.
Desperate Measures.
A Frank Kozik book that shows all his artwork that he's done, his concert posters, album covers, everything. But the one that Matt likes the most, the one that Matt loved.
And we got to go.
Can we have a full poster of that if you're watching on YouTube? He's like, we need that.
Okay, stop the show.
Can we put a mural of that across
Guys, stop the show.
Our sidewall of the
guys, guys. This is iTunes podcast. Stop the show. You can't put Hitler with titties up on your live feed, sir.
I thought that was Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, well, continue the show.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure it's Hitler, though, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it's Hitler. That's Hitler. A straight up Hitler. You just showed Hitler to all of YouTube.
You would know.
You would know what Hitler looked like, you racist.
You got an altar to him in your... Well, yeah, that is Hitler.
Not Charlie Chaplin.
No.
You knew that before you did that.
I did, too. Just had to look at it again.
All right,
that's what
go.
Hitler
I gotta go
would
night
look
night.
Like with tits. All right, later. Peace out. We're done.
The U.S. Pacific Command has detected a missile threat to Hawaii. A missile may impact on land or sea within minutes. This is not a drill. If you are indoors, stay indoors. If you are outdoors, seek immediate shelter in a building. Remain indoors well away from windows. If you are driving, pull safely to the side of the road and seek shelter in a building or lay on the floor. We will announce when the threat has ended. This is not a drill. Take immediate action measures.